Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Brains, Bibles, and Beyond, where we explore worldview apologetics.
All the favorite things of the theological world.
And today with me is my co-host, Joel Willoughby with Brains and Bibles. I, of course, am Nate Day with Think Like Christ Ministries. And I have no idea what we're going to talk about today. That's Joel's job.
That's right.
But why don't you go ahead and grab your favorite theological receptacle.
Aye.
And let's get ready for nap time.
Oh, yeah. Spicy.
All right. So on our first segment today, Joel, Stump the Theologian.
Okay.
We have searched high. We have searched low.
You ready?
And we have found a question that needs to be answered.
Okay.
So today's question, coming in from one of our favorite viewers, no names will be given.
Grandma, okay.
Here's the question. How can we see distant stars in a young universe?
Oh, right. Yeah. So the idea is that, counting up the chronology that the Bible gives, you're roughly going to get like 6,000 years. There can be a little give and take there, but it's not going to be like far off of that at all. And so then we see with the technology we have today, we can see light from these stars even that are so many millions,
billions trillions light of light years away.
So that's the idea. So then go, wait a minute. So millions of light years.
That means it took like millions of years for the light to get here. That idea, yeah.
So sure. That's the
idea behind the question.
The first consideration is that light year is distance, not time. Okay. So, distance equals time over rate. Simple math equation there. So you can interchange any of those letters in the formula to figure out the other ones. The idea is that distance doesn't necessarily limit time, okay? It depends on the rates. So how fast does it go? A light year is how fast light goes, like in a vacuum. And so how far that goes. Well, there's a lot going on out there in space. And there's it's not as cut and dry as that. So like, let's say it goes through maybe some gas or something else that we don't even know about out there. It could, things could speed up or slow down. We don't know either way. There's lots of times that we say, hey, that looks really far. This is making it short and simple. There's stuff that looks really far away. And then all of a sudden it goes in front of something else that we thought was really close. So there's so much we don't know. There's so much that we get wrong. We keep readjusting. We're trying to figure it out.
Well, can't gravity adjust the speed of light as well, or bend light and all that stuff? So we don't even know the effects that gravity would have on it.
Yes. I think gravity is a big one. I think gravity seems to be a big one, a big factor there. There's a couple different ways it works out. One thing I would want to say is, like, if we see like an exploding star, I think it actually exploded. And so some people would back it up and they just go, well, God is created that way. But that'd be like deception, like he's showing us light from something that didn't actually exist. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't think that would be the solution to the problem. It could be that he did just create the light to already be that far, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I would be more okay with that. I think that the better answer is that, when he talks about creation in Genesis 1, he separates the water from the water. It's possible, one theory, is it's possible that the outer part of the water was kind of like what went out to create the rest of the universe. We do see there's like 14, 15 verses in Scripture that talk about God stretching out the heavens. And we've learned that. We can see that through scientific tools, there we go, that there is a sort of stretching, like the space seems to be like a fabric, which also adds to we don't understand how light travels through space, There's a lot we don't know. And so it's possible that they were actually a lot closer before. And it could be that that light traveled even faster before. But then as things stretched out and as things changed, it's not a uniform speed or distance or anything like that as things keep moving. So it's possible that it traveled a whole lot easier, a whole lot faster before it already reached us. And so as it gets farther out, it wasn't always that far out. And so but it's a big issue. There's a book called Starlight and Time. That does a lot with that. I haven't read it in forever. It has a few chapters that are like real easy to understand. And then it has like these appendices in the back. There's like super complicated math formulas and stuff. And so for people that like the simple answer or the complex answer, it has both.
Hmm.
And there's probably newer information out there. It's kind of dated, I guess, but it, sure. it's a good first go, at least. Starlight and Time. Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's ask our audience. Did we stump the theologian? Did we get a satisfactory answer? All right. We're getting a thumbs up. We're getting a thumbs up from over there in the peanut gallery.
Which way, though? Stumped? Yeah. No. Okay. No. Okay. I thought it was a yes for stuff. Okay.
Satisfactory answer.
Satisfactory.
Okay. Or not satisfactory. All right. So okay.
Very good.
So he claims we have a satisfactory answer.
I still have a job.
So we will not claim that a stump. Although I don't know if we proved anything.
Yeah, it's a hard one. Basically just is the theories that we have
that are unprovable.
It's well, there is some math involved.
Because
there is
one was there when the stars were created.
I'm not the expert in this field.
I'm not either.
Because you really have to, there's a lot going on there. All right. So
we'll say satisfactory answer for now.